take you to the moon. How many times have you looked up in the sky and studied the moon? 1,000 times? 5,000 times? And yet, can you name just one feature on the face of the moon? No? Embarrassing, isn't it? What do they teach kids in school these days? To remedy this shameful state of affairs, this lesson will teach you about some features, characteristics, of the moon. Yes, there will be a quiz at the end of this lesson. Did you know that Luna is the Latin word for moon and is its official name? We just call it the moon, though, since it's the only one we have. We will initially only look at two kinds of features, seas and craters. You may ask, are there really seas of liquid water on the moon? No such luck. A sea on the moon is just a large, dark, smooth area that gives the appearance of being a large body of water when viewed from the Earth. Perhaps in the past, that area was molten rock that cooled and hardened. A crater is a circular spot on the moon where a large meteoroid, a big rock flying randomly through space, has smashed into the moon's surface sometime in the past, causing a damaged area with a circular side or ridge due to the land being pushed outward and upward by the impact. The meteoroid itself is probably underground in the center of the crater, assuming it wasn't completely pulverized, smashed into powder, by the impact. A crater often has rays that radiate outward from the crater in all directions. These rays are simply dirt or rock debris dislocated by the impact and thrown outward to land outside of and around the crater. These rays can be seen around the Tycho crater near the moon's south pole. The Tycho crater, shown below, is about 86 kilometers in diameter and about 5 kilometers deep. It was named after a Danish astronomer. Here is a close-up view of the Tycho crater. The peak complex at the center of the Tycho crater is 2 kilometers tall. Here is a close-up shot. We will first learn the names of 4 seas on the east side of the moon. Sea of Serenity, Sea of Tranquility, Sea of Fertility, and Sea of Crises. A mnemonic from top to bottom, STF, think of the word stuff. S for Serenity, T for Tranquility, F for Fertility. Locate these seas on the diagram below. Note that the Sea of Crises is the easiest to identify because it stands alone as a little orphan sea, not touching any other sea. Here is a close-up of the Sea of Tranquility. You can just see the Sea of Crises in the upper right corner. On July 20, 1969, American astronauts visited the moon in a spacecraft called Apollo 11. The lunar lander, which was named the Eagle, descended from the orbiting Apollo 11 spacecraft and landed in the Sea of Tranquility. So we have been there, done that, on this part of the moon. Now here is a quick test to see if you have learned these four areas, these four C's, and this one crater. Which letter corresponds to the Sea of Crises? Which letter corresponds to the Sea of Fertility? Which letter corresponds to the Sea of Serenity? And which number corresponds to the Tycho crater? You are now a qualified moonatic. Or was that a lunatic? Are luna and lunatic related in some way? Perhaps some student can help me out.